Good morning, everyone. Back to the Gulf now. A year after the Deepwater Horizon explosion that killed 11 people and set off the BP oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. As David Biello was saying there, the Gulf ecosystem has started to recover. And as Lisa Marganelli said, the oil business itself seems to have moved on, possibly to a fault in terms of a regulation. But right in the middle of it is Kenneth Feinberg, administrator of the Gulf Coast Claims Facility. He's on the line from Washington, D.C., in the middle of claims. It's estimated that a million people say BP owes them money. Many of them say that the compensation process is taking too long. Ken Feinberg, if you give people a settlement, sometimes they complain that there's no explanation. How you doing so far this morning?
I'm doing fine on the anniversary. Over the last 60 days, we've improved greatly the transparency of the program to let people know in writing the status of their claim. And if they want to walk into one of the 35 claims offices in the Gulf, we've added people to deal with the volume of claims that have come in.
So what would you say to this fellow, Captain Danny Ray, who we've had on the program before? He had this sort of assessment of the claims process, and he has a claim pending. He said this to us yesterday.
Every time you go to check on what was going on, it was under review. You go through this whole process, it's almost like some strategy that car salesmen use. Most of us don't want to sue BP. We just wanted a fair settlement.
It's Danny Ray. Ken Feinberg, what do you say?
Well, I say that in the last 9 months, the facilities distributed $4 billion to 200,000 people and resolved 72% of all the claims. I can't speak for that individual claim. If I get his name and claim number, I'll take a look and see what the story is. We have received, in 9 months, 850,000 claims from 50 states, every state. And the volume of claims, and in many, many, many cases, the absence of any proof, just a claim form with a picture of somebody fishing, makes the job difficult. But I think that we will, by the end of this year, get through all of these claims.
Now, nobody is going to have any sympathy for you, Ken Feinberg, and I suspect you maybe suspected that when you got into this. But are you saying that, okay, the scale of this and the way that we're doing it means it's going to be incomprehensible until we get to the end of it?
No. No, I think that one can readily look daily at the statistics and see what we're doing. And I think that a fair judgment is that the program, rather unique in terms of the volume of claims and the processing of the claims, is working. There are still problems that have to be worked out with individual claimants like this fellow on your show.
Danny Ray, W-R-A-Y.
Thank you.
All right. Ken, you know, we asked BP for a statement. They said they're granting no interviews this week. Now, that makes it seem to me that you're it. You're the face of BP. And I'm just wondering if that's a job you signed up for.
No, I'm not. I don't like being the face of BP. It's a problem I have to deal with. You're right. It's a challenge because BP's paying the freight for the whole program. Who else is going to pay? Can't ask the claimants to pay or the governments to pay. I've tried to distance myself from BP as much as you can, but it's very, very difficult. You're right. When you're on the front line and you're the visible representative of the payment program, and you're getting paid.
And getting a raise.
You're going to take the heat. You're right.
Well, let me just ask you, Ken Feinberg, having just had that conversation with David Biello of Scientific American, who said we won't really know what happened in the Gulf or how it impacts the people there for, he said, 3 to 5 years, maybe more. Does that complicate the compensation process, or is that part of the strategy of getting people to settle now before that full impact is known?
No, it complicates the process tremendously. I spent 4 months, as you know. I went out and talked to all of the experts, everybody I could find, Professor Tunnell at Texas A&M, a world-class biomarinologist. I went out and talked to everybody, and I asked them, what does it look like the future? And they came back and said, it is reasonable to think, not certain, reasonable, that by the end of 2012, we will have an economy that will return to pre-spill levels. I posted that information and invited everybody to chat, to come in publicly. Tell me what you think. 99% of the people who corresponded with me publicly said it'll take longer. BP filed a brief saying that's way too generous. It's back to normal in the next 3 months. You try and gauge what you can gauge. But anybody, here's the key point. Anybody who believes that it's too uncertain, the future, we're not certain, don't take a final payment.
Right.
I've got 7,000 people who have accepted an interim payment. They document their damage for the last quarter. They don't release any rights. They can keep coming back. They can sue if they want. They have all their rights. And I hope that everybody will evaluate the various options and decide what's best for them in their own individual case.
All right. So, Kenneth Feinberg, you're a lawyer, and there's been a lot of lawyering up in the years since this disaster began. But part of the reason why you were named, though, to this claims facility is your experience with the 9/11 claims, in that somehow there was an expectation, and you've articulated this in the past, that one human intelligence sort of embracing a problem like this can develop a consensus that, hey, we're all in this together, let's sort it out. Has that developed here, or has that eluded you?
No, it's eluded me so far. I think it's a problem. You're right. I'm only as effective as my last assignment, believe me. And here, although we've made strides and we're making progress after a year, I do think that that degree of consensus, that high standard of acceptability and credibility has so far, at least, so far, eluded me. Now, you'll recall in 9/11, the first year was pretty rough also.
Right.
Very rough. But we shall see. The verdict's out. I'm still hoping that before this program ends, there'll be a little bit more acceptance of the success of the program.
Well, Ken Feinberg, we're going to send you back to work. All right. I hope you forgive us for that.
Thank you very, very much.
Kenneth Feinberg is administrator of the Gulf Coast Claims Facility, hard at work on those claims and the backlog. He spoke to us from Washington, D.C. on the one-year anniversary of the Deepwater Horizon disaster.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.